Less than 5 years ago, the people of Guinea suffered from what's been called the African disease, hunger, violent crime, and unemployment, and its government was in turmoil. A December 2008 military coup threatened millions of euros in aid from the European Union. The EU suspended development funds until Guinea's government could prove it was stable. Now it has. Guinea held free and fair elections late last year, putting President Alpha Condé into power. With a democratically elected government, the EU renewed its pledge and has funded the construction of a bridge between Guinea and Sierra Leone, designed to improve trade between the two countries. EU Development Commissioner Andris Piebalgs was in Guinea this week to meet with political leaders. He explained why the Forakaraya Bridge over the Kisi-Kisi River is symbolic.
I believe it's crucial. This country have had the first time free and fair presidential elections. So that means that we, with this support, we definitely demonstrate that democracy means also more cooperation with other nations in the world. Without the elections, we wouldn't be here. There wouldn't be this bridge, and our relations would be much more strained.
Excited crowds gathered for the inauguration of the bridge. Commissioner Piebalgs says there are high hopes for the project.
For this local community, it gives them access to the market. So, because we also deal with some access routes, smaller routes, that basically increase local commercial capacity. But most importantly, it connects also the region. Sierra Leone is very close to here. So that means that Sierra Leone also with trade exchange.
Sierra Leone is just 30 kilometers away from the Guinean markets. And that, says businessman Mohamed Ba, means progress for Guinea.
The Sierra Leoneans come to Guinea to buy everything as rice, oil, soups, everything anyway for their business, you know. This is where they come to buy. So they will be bringing money, then they will carry in goods. So this is very good. It's making the Guineans develop economically.
With the country remaining calm and with the EU commissioner pledging even more aid, Guineans hope the Forakaraya Bridge is just the start of a new era of stability and prosperity. Amy Gutman for VOA in Forakaraya, Guinea.